This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. Bay St. George resident Sharon Pickett says on any given day, there are upwards of 10 tractor trailers filled with dead farmed salmon pass by her house. They're headed to be burned in a digester at a local dairy farm. Yesterday, she attended a protest at the intersection of Maidstone and St. David's over what they say is an excessive amount of salmon die-off waste being handled there. Pickett says they first protested about this and the horrific smell that comes with it back in 2019. She says people are fed up and want answers.
Now fast forward 2025, and with these die-offs, I try to ignore it all year. We can't go outside. We can't do our normal activities. It's in our homes, it's in our vehicles, it's in our lungs, and we don't know what we're breathing. With aquaculture salmon die-offs, the amounts that are reported aren't the true figures. It doesn't come out until after. So the amount of the die-off coming in now to be burned in New World Dairy anaerobic digester is in excessive amounts, more than 2019.
Pickett says this waste is being trucked from 600 kilometers away in Hermitage Bay. She says a few years ago, government closed all the incinerators in the area due to environmental concerns.
It's a blatant disregard for the quality of life of the residents of Bay St. George South, and we aren't the only people going through it. The residents of Burjo are dealing with the same thing. We can't breathe. We can't enjoy our normal outdoor activities. We can't open a window. We can't hang clothes on the line. And we don't know what is in the air.
Upwards of 100 people attended yesterday's protest, and Pickett says they won't stop until government takes a stand and investigates the health effects. Bay FM News has reached out to the Department of Environment and Climate Change for comment. That's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.